Yes.
Robbins?
Yes.
Stuber?
Here.
To the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
And we invite you to remain standing as we pray, if you so choose. Lord, we thank you, we thank you, we thank you, we thank you. 2021, Father, is a year of growth for this community. We thank you, Lord, for a passion that is hitting our business district. We thank you, Lord, for a passion that is hitting our residents. Lord, give us wisdom to know the best ways to handle the decisions that the village faces going forward. In Jesus' name, amen.
All right.
Did get it, he has an on-compete with them, so he was going to talk with them anyway, and maybe he'd just do it for us anyway. So, we'll see. That's coming down. We talked to engineering when we had the big water main leak on Woodworth Drive. They actually came out. They sent us some maps. They're kind of helpful. So, he's got... We're going to... He was on his way home, I think. But he stopped by real quick just to... But he emailed me some maps. And Scott, if things stop breaking in town, Scott's going to go to Donahue and sit down with them and take a little portable drive and download our maps, what they have. And Tim said he would actually come over for that meeting too and sit down with them. So we need to get him over there. So that's kind of all the engineering things we have so far.
I know on there they taking the mini in for skid steer. Just the idea we can utilize the skid steer a whole lot more than we're using the mini for cutting trees and burn pile and stuff like that.
So if we trade the mini in for this skid steer and we get the backhoe, that'll be our payment for this year. We'll do the 5-year lease like we were doing already on the inloader that kind of burned up. So it'll be the same lease. So our first payment would be taken care of. Payment two would be how much more if we did the inloader? Or the skid steer, I'm sorry. $7,000 more than what we're paying now for 4 years.
Purchase the backhoe and skid steer?
So the payment, if we did the 5-year
getting out of their way essentially. But looking at what they can do, and then I got a kick out of Woody on Monday, came flying in the office. And he's like, why didn't you hire this guy like 3 years ago? He goes, you did amazing things with this, putting, you know, fixing that saddle and getting that service back up. And it was kind of neat to hear all that back and forth. So what he wants, I think, is what he needs to do the work that we're doing. And he's already saved us a fortune in the last couple of weeks. Just by fixing that 6-inch line, saved us a fortune. Because that would have been a whole call out. And then fixing that saddle on that one on Monday. So.
How long were people waiting?
Go ahead, Ryan.
Go ahead. Oh, Ryan's here. Hey, Ryan.
And to back that up, we didn't have anybody that could operate a backhoe before, so the Mini is a lot more user-friendly for non-operators, and since Scott can run that backhoe, it does make more sense now. If it was the way we had it before with the staff we had, it worked best, but now our needs have kind of changed.
And the Skidster fits all of the equipment off the old piece of equipment. So if we buy the John Deere Skidster, all of that equipment that we bought for that end loader will fit that Skidster and work on that Skidster. So that's a plus. It's a huge plus.
And the
would it have the reach for brush day?
What's that?
Would it have the reach for brush day? For
to put it in the back of the truck?
Yeah.
Yes.
The attachments, did we already buy all of those outright, or is that all included?
No, we bought those outright from a different company.
Okay.
And I believe Scott, correct me if I'm wrong, but I think our burn-up grappler we had will still work too.
That is correct.
Just a little repairs on it.
Did you guys get it off?
No, we haven't got it off yet because the insurance, I don't want to do nothing with
that
until the insurance company says, you know, it can, you can move it, you can do whatever you need to.
Perfect.
And get it hauled off.
Okay.
So I don't want to touch it until they've
okayed
that.
Makes perfect sense. I think this is a great idea. And we had that Mini for a year and it never got used. It sat and collected dust for a year, and then within the last probably year and a half, we started using it. So. And will the trailer that we have for the Mini work that Skidster?
Yes.
Okay, because it's a pretty heavy duty trailer.
Yep.
Questions, comments? I went ahead and told them to order the backhoe because we needed that, and that's going to take, 50 days?
I think, yeah, 50 or 60 days is what
it
was going to take to.
So they're in the process of making that for us. So if this is good with everybody, we need approval to trade in the Mini for the Skidster, put it on the lease for the backhoe, raising the backhoe for the new backhoe and Skidster lease to $28,358.91 a year.
I'll make that motion.
Did you catch all that, Brad?
She's already got them. She's got the numbers in front of her. So I need a second.
Second.
And then we'll call.
Buffo?
Yeah.
Perry?
Yes.
King?
Yes.
Robbins?
Yes.
Stuber?
Yes.
All right. What else do we have for you on here? Oh, the tearing down the house. So those numbers are in here. Brandy put together a really slick memo, which apparently I don't, there it is, that kind of explains all of that. For the Reynolds houses, 206 to 210 West Reynolds, to tear those down. We have another bid maybe coming in for someone to haul it away in a truck instead of doing the dumpsters, but I would say it would be lower than this. So if we say we approve this for him to do this, up to this, and the other one comes in lower with it, it's a local guy who does, he tore down, he does, actually, sticker was on the back of
I gotta do is move some stuff around at the sewer plant shed, and then we can stick the total patcher in the hot box in there. So if we're ready for it to be tore down, we can get that moved around, so.
And everybody's fine with it getting tore down. We've had several options to buy it lately for some odd reason. I don't know why it's coming to public view again.
Think it's best just to get rid of it.
Okay.
Before we can figure out some.
Is Scott, is there just electrical to that?
Yes.
Disconnected, is that it?
Yeah, just electrical that we'd have to connect, disconnect from that building, yes.
And the electric's turned off, I think.
Oh, the light's still working.
Does it still work? Cause I went flipping on the other day and it was, maybe I flipped the wrong switch.
We just need to call Amber and they'll come out and take it off the building actually, so.
Yeah.
If we're okay with that, then I can, you know, get ahold of them when we get ready and that way it's disconnected.
What do you think you'll need for that? Your recycled aluminum and the rest of it's all wood framing, right?
Yeah, most of it's wood. I mean, other than the outside and the roof, it's all tin, but other than that, it'd just, you know, it'd just be the wood to go. Cause it's all gravel.
Yeah, it's a big empty building, I mean.
Yeah.
Given its location, what's your plan for egress to get, the debris out?
Well.
And to get trucks in?
If we'd sit on the south side of it, where they could park on the west side of it, and we could load there, would be the best way to do it, because I could, you know, move around and get, you know, wherever we need to be, so their truck's not in any road.
You can actually drive all, and then park right in front of it.
It might even work out with all the days they have off of school in February. Maybe it could even get it done in a day when there's not school and that traffic won't be at that intersection.
Yeah, and I mean, that's the thing. We'll work around that and try not to get started until school's in, so that way, in case we are in someone's way, we're not in the way of school traffic.
Do you think, how many dumpsters would you need for that, do you think?
One or two. You know, there's not that much wood in it. It's more metal than it is wood.
And then we're still waiting for a couple of things to come back for removing the asbestos, right?
Right, I think I've only gotten one bid, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. And I called two other companies, so. And one guy did call me yesterday and said he was gonna send a bid. He was just in class for a couple of days, so it'd be Thursday before he got that bid to us.
When do you think you wanna get started on these?
When you say go, we'll get the equipment moved in here and.
I mean, Brady would like them gone tomorrow, but.
Yeah.
I'm looking at your schedule too and what you've got going on, and I mean, you just got here and we're like throwing everything at you right now.
Yeah, no, this is the time of year if you wanna do it. Let's do it now. The sooner the better. Cause what?
There's not as much.
Yeah, there's not as much going on in the winter time.
Brady can leave her garage open and all the rodents can go right over there too.
I'm sure they will anyway. The way my luck goes, getting extra mouse traps before they start tearing it down.
So would you need the high hoe to tear down the other one?
Yeah.
So would you need it?
Because basically we'll just use it on both of them houses. And then we can get ahold of Martin's and they'll move it right to the shed. That won't, you know, that shouldn't be that big of a deal.
So if we proved up to $18,000 to tear those houses down, would that give you enough leeway, you think? Well, your bid is for 17, so that gives you $1,000 wiggle room in there in case.
Right, so that would be two more dumpsters if we needed it, if we
Yeah.
had the that dumpster price.
So that, so you think that gives me enough over, I mean, we can always adjust that later on, but if we approved up to $17,000 to tear down those houses.
Yeah, and that should be fine.
Okay.
Cause I think I put the loader or the high hoe on there for 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You did.
And it shouldn't take no longer than that. As long as they can keep the dumpsters coming to us, but even if they don't, once it's down, then we can use the backhoe or something else to load with. But as long as they keep them rolling to us, then we should be okay.
Perfect. And is that okay, Mark? Do we have to approve each individual thing on here, or can we just approve up to 18,000? Cause it's like, it'll be around $4,000 for rental equipment. It'll be dumpsters around $8,000.
You could lump it all together, but I'm slow on the uptake, but where is it on the agenda?
The only one on the agenda is the ASBIL shed.
I'm sorry, where is that?
New business D.
You might have a copy of the old agenda.
I got two copies here. I've got a February.
February second.
Yeah.
New business D.
Yeah, we had some internet problems when she was doing the work, I guess. Imagine that.
Shocker.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, that's different from what I've got. So, but this is what you posted on the front door?
Yeah, we just have the as done.
Alright, then I'm happy. Alright, so, so now your question is, can you do more than the storage shed? And my answer is, I don't think you can, cause it's pretty specific, this says storage shed.
It was supposed to be in consent agenda, but when our internet went down, it got deleted off.
Alright.
But it's no big deal, we can approve for the next time, I mean, it's a couple, 2 weeks, we'll come back.
Linda, do you have any more of this?
I don't, I'm fine.
I can make copies if you want copies.
Alright, so, straw poll, is everybody okay with that? We'll approve up to $18,000 for the next one.
Take my marker, there's a direct copy.
No, thank you very much.
And as I said, no wrong. Alright, anything else? Am I missing anything?
Trash pump.
Oh, trash pump, yes.
Yeah, that's already considered good.
And the 2-inch, when they were doing that, the 2-inch pump would not pump at all. It ran, but it just wasn't doing it.
And that's the thing, sometimes you need just the 2-inch, but that one we needed 2-3-inch and then 2-inch and.
And the suck truck?
Yeah.
Do we have the, any other pumps that you need in different sizes?
No, cause there's two brand new 3 in the shop.
Okay.
So, just the 2-inch.
Perfect.
And the suck truck is kind of working.
So, you're a new driver of that.
It's going back. It sucks water out of the hole. Alright, any questions for Scott? I mean, with his connections, he brought Hill Grove in to help us on that 6-inch one. They were there until after 9 o'clock at night. Cold, and they were in the hole right with you. That was amazing.
Thank you.
That was, your, what you brought to our community is amazing, so. And like I told them when they were sitting there working with us, if Hill Grove needs anything from us, they're welcome to borrow whatever they need, and they can borrow you. You wanna go over there and help them out, so.
Technically, Rob, that water was warmer than the outside air, so they didn't.
That's true.
The next time it happens, I'll give you a call, Ryan.
Let him take a bath.
God, it was cold. I was cold just sitting there watching, I had a heavy coat on, so. Alright, any other question, anything else that I'm forgetting?
Hey, don't think so, I think that was it for me.
Perfect. The police department. What you got for us?
Well, as far as traffic from January, we had 19 written warnings and 7 citations, which is up from the month before. I'll have to look here, 2 speeding tickets, 11 warnings for speed, 1 citation for stop sign, and 4 written warnings, couple cell phones in there. We We were also busy, at least from what I can tell, with the new Tyler system with MECAD. From the 19th to the end of the month, we had 45 calls. I don't know what we had prior to that. We took 20 reports, so January was a busy month for us, but we were still able to make some traffic stops.
Appreciate it.
Let's see, we did hire a new part-timer, which I think you were talking about that a little bit earlier. I talked to him today for probably an hour and a half, 2 hours. I think the biggest problem we're gonna have is not going over the 1,000 hours, because he wants to work. He's chomping at the bit, retired from the U of I, worked Homer for years, so he is familiar with the small town. And
once he gets up and going, we'll bring him in and introduce him to everybody.
Yeah, I mean, he's.
You guys can ask him any questions.
And I'm hoping maybe as soon as, maybe this weekend sometime, he can come in right along with John. He's not going to, other than geography and the new Tyler system, BP, there's not going to be a whole lot that he's going to have to learn. He's a master firearm instructor. He's an investigator. He'll be able to help us if we have cases that are serious of nature that we need somebody that is trained in investigations. He can help us a lot, like Dan Morgan did when he was here. And he will be able to bring that experience. I think it will be a good fit. But hopefully he can start soon, is what I'm hoping.
He said if we had a full-time position, he'd take it. I'm like, are you serious? He's really missed. He's sitting at home on his butt for the last year, bored his ears.
Yeah, he's, I think he's ready to get out and get working. We got our use of force certified. So we're good there with the Department of Justice, and for what that's worth. And really, other than that, I mean, it was a busy month for us, but for normally it, things kind of slow down a little bit for us in the wintertime, but for whatever reason, it was a little bit busier last month.
At least we're getting some help.
Well, and that's, I mean, at least now we're getting, and that is one reason that the reports are up and the calls are up, because we actually have 3 full-timers out there covering hours, so everything is going to go up. Mm. And we don't have another department handling our calls.
You have 3 full-timers and 2 part-timers?
Well, yeah, we can never get Chrissy on the street. So, yeah, McCracken's going to come in, I think, this weekend.
Possibly, maybe Sunday. If things work out right with John, he's got to get, since it expired, he's got to go through the leads, which he'll get. We got the login. I got him hooked up here, so he can get that. Once he is there, then I'll just, which I'll work on it tomorrow, but have MECAD get him to where he can log into the new system. And other than, you know, getting used to our report writing system, and I mean, he doesn't have to learn the radio. He doesn't have to learn how to do anything. He's good to go there, so hopefully it won't take. And
he's worked in town before. He used to come to all the fun days.
Yeah, I think he helped on those.
And pulled into town before on something or another.
I mean, he's, like I said, I mean, he's worked Homer. He's familiar with, you know, the small town. And I think, just talking to him for, you know, what I have talked to him, I think that he'll be a good fit.
Well, he's already claimed the Mark Squad car.
Well, we need. I told him it's going in when I,
yeah,
when the guys can get a chance, because it wouldn't start today and the tires are low and it needs ran, because it has just been sitting there. And
he was notorious at U of I when he'd take like one of the older squads and then just put it back together and just clean it. He's a Marine. I mean, so
well, that's what he said.
He's spit shine it.
He said he'll get a list.
He will. He might drive you guys nuts.
But it wouldn't hurt at all to be driven, because it needs to be used.
Cool. Anything else for the police department?
What's up with the
Christmas? What's up with what?
No, the lady we hired.
Chrissy? I haven't talked to her for a while. Have you talked to her?
I sent her an email today and I haven't gotten a response. She's self-employed, so normally a week out of the month she is in Chicago working. I don't know if that's the week that is now, so she hasn't got back with me. We had to wait a long time before we got paperwork back from the state with the COVID. That slowed things down. Finally got that.
And she got through all her training?
Yeah, she got through that. But then in the process of that, she moved to Forsyth, so now she's farther away, so I don't know if that's going to play into things or not. And maybe with the reform bill, but that's...
Well, the nice thing about the having McCracken here, well, he can get y'all certified, like, get her out firearm certified.
Yeah, I mean, he can, I mean, basically, we'll just have to get range time, and he'll be able to run us through that, and if anybody has any questions about their problems with their guns or anything like that, I mean, they can...
He has an armor, too.
Run through him, and he might...
Like several different platforms.
Might be able to help him out. I mean, he's, has, I mean, a lot like John, qualifications that are, you know, a stack this thick of things that they know. So it is basically adding more experience to the police department, which is not a bad thing.
It's gonna be really nice. Cool. Anything else? Awesome, well, thank you. Treasurer's report, what you got for us? Do you have any money in the bank?
The only thing I really have is, the FIRST program.
Okay.
FIRST program. The deadline for the reimbursements was January 31st of 2020. They extended it to 2021. I got all that stuff turned in. We had 117,000, almost 118,000 worth of reimbursements. It was approved and we received the check last week. The IDCEO is working on trying to get legislation to coincide with the federal legislation that would allow us to claim expenses up until December 31st of 2021. If that goes through, then we'll have another 24,000, some like 200 and something that we can still claim. So.
Awesome. That's helpful. Anything else? Any questions about the books? Any input from board members? Anything? Planning and zoning is not here. Consent agenda? Any questions on that?
She has to read them out.
Oh, yeah, sorry.
Motion to approve minutes of January 19th, 2020 regular session board meeting. Motion to approve bills and warrants as presented. Motion to approve 2021-01-22 payroll. Motion to approve water sewer usage bills report. Review approval of replacement of 2-inch trash pump.
Any questions on it? No.
Motion to approve the consent agenda.
Give that to him.
And
I'll second it.
Okay. Roll call.
Bucko?
Yes.
Perry?
Yes.
King?
Yes.
Robbins?
Yes.
Stuber?
Yes.
Now, who's gonna sign these checks?
So, for A, we're waiting for a thing from the planning and zoning board. Mark, do you have a copy of the thing that they used to fill out when something went through the planning and zoning board? There was a piece of paper they filled out, and then they presented it to our board, and then explained that they approved it.
I think you're thinking of the form that we use for variances and special use permits.
I thought they had one for this too. It fit on these two. We're wanting some kind of report from. Go ahead, Ryan.
There was one that they used when Jeff was mayor and Randy Bacher and Tony and all of them were on that. That they would fill out and send in, and somebody would speak on it. So I don't, maybe Brandy could look in some old meetings or arena, see if they could find that.
Okay.
So we have a choice. We can table A for now and wait for them to actually send the mini at this address or anything. If we get sewer to them, we get sewer to them eventually, but
Which one are you talking about?
This is 315 Woodworth. Or we can wait for planning and zoning to actually give us something about it.
I'd be fine moving it to the agenda, depending on what we're bringing something to the board.
Okay. And is everybody else okay with that?
Yeah.
Yeah, and they had a meeting and talked about it.
Yes, he said to wait.
They had a meeting and they talked about it. I'll repeat it. They had a meeting and they talked about it. And I think that they might have minutes that would be good enough for your purposes, or
Their minutes aren't very good.
Ah, okay, well then the minutes wouldn't be good enough.
I think part of the problem is we need to sit down with them and maybe make some forms. And this is the form we use for this, this is the form we use for that. So nobody could be here to present.
Okay.
Then we at least have the stuff.
Something passed on to them.
Exactly. And yeah, their minutes are better than they were, but they're still a little lacking.
I think
Randy's been working with them a little bit on it.
I think that we need somebody in person to come to our meetings to present that stuff.
True.
And
I mean, they can do that, but
I don't think a form is good enough.
I think we still need the form though.
We should probably have the form with the paperwork in the official file, but I do agree with you that somebody should come.
And normally we do, but nobody can make it to this meeting, so it's usually their president of their board comes and presents to us. So
anybody from the board can come. Somebody
sure.
Available.
This is true. So let's skip that for now. Any discussion on reducing speed limits?
I thought we were waiting on individuals for individuals.
And I've got nothing, so.
Ryan, you're not doing your homework?
Yeah, I turned in a few that Benham Street is one of them. There was another one too. I don't remember which one it was. I think it's Main Street going through town part there.
You mean 45?
No, Main
Street. And feel free to go ahead and make the motion there.
So
we want to put it to where we're reducing the speed limits on through Toronto except for these streets?
Except for Benham. To take Benham to leave Benham at 30.
As far as changing them, probably better to do all or nothing.
There are 16 total.
Yeah, we have 16 total speed limit signs like that.
Yeah. My view would just be either change all of them 25 or don't change any of them all. Don't do this version of 30, this one's 25.
Well, and even on Venom, you can't really get up to 30 because you have stop signs. I mean, you can get up to 30. Yes, you can get up to 30.
And most people do.
Yeah.
I mean, there's a few places where it's bunched up, but then when you go from Elizabeth to 4th, there's a pretty good stretch there that some people will take advantage of.
We have 16 total signs now.
Yeah.
Speed limit signs. 30 mile an hour speed limit signs.
Yeah.
And those are the only ones other than the 20 mile an hour down Woodworth Drive and the 25 truck route.
And we can get rid of the 20 mile an hour truck route thing if we develop 25, like King says, just it'll all be the same.
My overall view still is don't change anything and leave it as is, but if you're gonna change it all or don't change anything.
I actually kinda agree with that.
Don't hit this, whatever, cause then you're just gonna confuse people, then not to mention now the different signs and.
I agree. Sure, if you're okay with the way it is, you can make the motion.
As is at 30, or?
Or go with the motion to reduce it.
And this is still still ordinance number two, right, Brandy? So yeah, I think he's contemplating making a motion to approve 2021-02 as presented. Is it number one?
Well, number one.
Number one has not been approved yet, so this would be number one.
Okay.
On the agenda though, it's number two.
Yeah. Balance, you changed a little bit, so, do you want to?
It seemed like consensus is that nobody wants to do it, so, you guys.
Okay, we'll leave it as is then. Do we need to redo that ordinance completely then, since our ordinance on the books right now reduces it to 25?
I was kinda thinking that quietly in the back of my little brain.
So we're gonna have to redo the ordinance and raise the speed limit to 30, which is gonna really make people in town very mad, cause they want it reduced, so.
So, that's the other issue, if we already have an ordinance saying it's 25 miles an hour, why don't we just follow the ordinance we have?
We're wanting to make sure we went through the right process to prove that that ordinance.
Right.
And that ordinance was done a long time ago, wasn't done with a traffic study, so this ordinance was done with a traffic study. And I think this ordinance would be more supportable. So you don't have to do anything at all.
Right.
And go on and act under the existing old ordinance, but you need to change your signs.
Yeah.
So our current ordinance is.
This is our current ordinance essentially, is this one right here, that he just put a traffic study in and fixed up. We have a current ordinance on the books, it's 25 miles an hour.
Right.
Somewhere along the line, they never put 25 mile an hour signs in, and we have 30 mile an hour signs, and it's always been enforced 30 miles an hour. But our ordinance on the books is 25. But the ordinance on the books might not have been legit, because it didn't have a speed study, it didn't have the back
line. Maybe when it was done, there wasn't a requirement for a speed study?
Possibly.
I mean, how long has a speed study been a requirement for lowering the speed limit below?
I think it may have been required back then.
Really?
Yeah.
So the two choices on the table, go with this ordinance that we have written up, or we'll have to rewrite another ordinance raising our speed limit to 30 miles an hour in town. Are the two options we have.
Everybody knows 30. Keep it at 30. Even if this ordinance says it's 25 is null, it's not good, state law still says residential streets are 30.
Oh, no, yeah, you don't need to do a traffic study to be at 30.
Yeah.
To go below 30, you need the traffic study.
But we still need to, since we have an ordinance on the books, we still need to redo the ordinance, though.
Yes.
Can we have you just change the numbers to 30?
Yeah, I can chicken scratch on this and fix it right now if that's what you want me to do.
Fortunately.
I still think it's a bad idea to leave it 30, but that's my professional opinion.
What about your professional opinion?
think that lowering it to 25 is going to change anything. I can sit in this driveway, and I did yesterday, and stop people that blow through the stop sign. Everybody knows what a stop sign looks like. They don't, most, the majority of the people do not come to a complete stop. Some people will slow down to a very slow crawl, but not a complete stop. I don't think that lowering the speed limit to 25 is going to change. I think it is just going to make these, instead of writing a 42 and a 30, it's going to be a 42 and a 25. I don't think it's going to slow people down. I mean, the people that obey the law will probably slow down, but I think in the whole scheme of things, I don't think it's going to slow traffic down. I can sit, and I do, on Central every morning. I wrote a 43 there this morning. Changing that to a 25 is not going to slow that person down. They didn't care that it was 30. The only reason they slowed down is because they saw me and slowed down. Otherwise, they probably would have been doing 50. I just don't, I really don't think that it, that will slow people down. It could, I mean, it would slow me down. I think it would slow down, it would slow down the people that obey the laws. But like I said, there's, if you go to Whitehead and how many stop signs, if you go from Austin North on Whitehead to Deer Path, I don't know, half a dozen, probably maybe more stop signs. If you follow a car, they may slow, but most people don't stop. Unless there's a car coming from the other direction, they'll stop. I mean, that, the stop signs don't make a difference. I just don't think that the lowering the speed limit would. I mean, we could write, and the amount of tickets that we write, I mean, we could write 60 tickets a month, and people would still speed it down.
My question is if we lower the speed limit, and like you said, it's 42 and a 30 versus 42 and a 25, does that ticket cost more?
Not until it gets 26 over. But at one point, there was more of a breakdown in between where the fines were different, but that got changed to basically 26 and over, so, which have had some that were close out on Central to 26 over, but at that point, it's under that, it's still it's $164 ticket. To me, is enough to slow down and not want to get a ticket, but some people don't.
I guess my only question then, besides the in-town road, would be, would it be possible for us to extend the school zone speed limit to go further around the curve?
What you've got with this ordinance, I think if you changed everything to 30, you would still be keeping the school zone at 20. We've got 15 on the curve because the curve is a curve. And then we've got 20 on any street that touches the parks. So all the streets just right around the parks and chase the parks would be 20. That's how, if we just changed the 25 to the 30, that's how this would read.
Did we forget the businesses down here? Because 30 miles an hour down that road would
be bad.
Would be bad.
You got church crowds, you've got
library
crowds. Library, you got
small kids,
two bars,
yeah.
You've
got
I mean, you have the traffic study, so if you want to pick out some streets that should be 25, make everything else 30, you could do that. Probably wouldn't want to do it tonight. You'd want to make sure we get your streets down so we do it in one shot, but I can easily write that up, and we have a basis to do it.
What you're saying, too, and confusing people.
But if they are specific districts, like the park, the business district.
Parks are one thing.
School.
We can do that anyway.
Yeah.
Oh. And the other thing is too, you can't run radar with 500 feet of a speed change. So unless you're following that person down this one block section, so
change the speed limit and make it public, you can't run red on it?
No.
He's talking within 500 feet of a speed change, of a speed limit change. So Holden's 30, and then Vorsey around to Main is 25.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
Yeah.
I got you.
Yeah, you have until what, Dollar General would slow down to 35?
Something like that, at Casey's?
Casey's, maybe. So, any other questions about this?
Can we just add a slow business district sign on Main Street?
We could.
I think for the most part, as far as Main Street right there, I don't see a whole lot of people. I mean, some people, but it seems like the majority of people are not hitting 30 there. Now, when you get past going this way on Main Street, then yes, they're hitting 30. But it seems like most people going in front of the library in Jackson through downtown are keeping it at a reasonable level. But, yeah, may not hurt to have a slow business district sign or something up.
The 11 speeding tickets you wrote, probably don't know this off the top of your head, but do you know exactly where in the city those were?
Some 45, some central. I try to be, if I'm able to, for school traffic, people heading to school there. I mean, the one I wrote this morning was school traffic. I mean, they're just kind of spread around.
You don't see them in just one general.
Yeah, no, we tried like the stop signs or, it's not like we're just writing one stop sign intersection. I mean, they're spread around. For us to sometimes limit things is the places where we can sit and run radar. We just can't pull into somebody. I mean, some people offer and let us sit in their driveway to run radar, but in the Champaign Urbana, you have the businesses, you have all types of hiding places where you can pull in, and or on the interstate, you can be with the LIDAR mile down the road. And for us, as far as running radar, normally 45 is the easiest, but we still are able to run radar here in town. There are spots where we can enforce it in town.
So how about we table it for now and drive around town, look at maybe some places, and if not, we'll next week or next meeting we'll have an ordinance for raising it up to 30.
Sounds good.
Cool.
Can I make one point to get you guys off track a little bit, just so we can digress? In Sydney last night, they authorized getting another speed sign. And the interesting stat was the highest speed, understand this is a 30 zone too, the highest speed last month was 94, last night it was 83, but since they put the sign in, they're keeping track, they're seeing the total numbers go down. Now that's unusual there because you've got, one highway kind of going through town, so I don't think we have the same kind of thing here. But they're going to have them on both sides. But they think they see an overall trend of people
that's
slowing
on the
down.
Main,
yeah.
The main
yeah.
Account. It's not like it's on a.
It's like their version of. It's their version of 45.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, it's not like you could put those all over town. But, and then their cost on it, I think they said it was $3,200 to buy the second one.
We're just trying to see how high they can make
we'll
the lights
go. We'll put two of those in the budget for this upcoming budget. We don't have the 3,200 right now, but we'll work into the budget.
Only reason why I'm saying is
they're kind of cool.
The increased traffic we have of kids walking on the streets.
I agree.
Yes.
I.
That's the only reason why I want to check. Is wanting them to be lower is for the increased traffic of the amount of people we have on streets walking, but just visually seeing people drive down the streets with kids and people are, they have no regard for that.
And we have no sidewalks down the road, and we're on a cross-country route apparently, so.
So, I mean, that's the only reason why I was recommending it. I mean, because if you drive down Bourne Street, and you're driving 35 miles an hour, 30 miles an hour, I mean, that's pretty fast. So then again, I mean, you can't make everybody happy, but that's one reason why I was really wanting it to be lowered, was for the safety of the increased traffic that we're seeing on the street. Because if we get this downtown thing, you're gonna see more traffic.
I agree.
And, you know.
Alright, well, people for now, this annex agreement, do we have that yet? Do we have anything on this?
The Houston?
The Houston one, have you
No.
Title search? Okay.
Got nothing. I have an email from them from prior to last meeting saying that they would get it for us.
Google the packet and agency policy. Okay, as I say, I didn't see it, I'm like. Alright, and then the approval of the strategic planning with MSA. Be $8,500, and I believe we can take this out of the tip. It's for businesses in the downtown. Mike?
I'm sorry.
We should be able to pay for this out of the tip, the MSA.
Yes, you could.
So.
I'll make a motion to approve.
I'll second.
Roll call.
Bucko?
Yes.
Harry?
No.
King?
No.
Robbins?
Yes.
Stuber?
Yes.
And I'm sorry, that motion was out, paying it out of the TIF, right?
Yes.
Okay, and no, nobody has property in the TIF at this stage, right?
No.
Correct.
Okay, then I'll shush up.
Alright, the auditing funds were in there, right?
No, I didn't get them in there. That's it, we didn't know them until yesterday.
We have two bids that came in for this. You sent out, how many did you send out? You sent out a bunch, and we only got two back.
And you did or did not send one to our most recent auditor?
We did.
You did, okay.
So, we got one from Fowler and Brewster CPAs. And they were the lowest.
I think you said this is a brand new firm. Newish.
Is that MSA?
No.
No, we're moving on to audits.
Okay. Oh, sorry, okay.
Their proposal for the first year is $13,100.
For the first year? What did we send out a request for?
We sent a request for audit for FY 2021 with the option to renew up to 5 years.
Okay. So they gave you a 1 year price?
They gave 5 years. The first year is 13.1, second year 13.3, third year 13.5, fourth year 13.7, and fifth year 13.9.
It could get easier after the first year.
Costs go up though.
That's true.
benefit of Martin Hood is that we know what we're getting. You said the other firm is just starting?
It's new-ish.
New-ish. What's the name of the other firm?
Feller and Priester.
I see that. Thanks.
Well, what we can do, we don't have to vote on this today, we'll put these in the board packet so that you'll have them for next time. We literally opened them up yesterday, yesterday was the day that we got them.
No, Friday, but you put them in.
So we'll get them in the board packet so everybody can go through their proposals, they put together pretty extensive proposal, both of them did, so have time to go through it, compare them.
I'm assuming that's Stan Feller who's in there?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Alright, then, I mean, he's pretty, he's done this for a long time.
75? It's 75?
Well, it's still young, but.
So it must have been somebody else that joined that's new?
Okay.
Cause they had sent us a letter last year about it.
That's $3,000.
Yeah, we'll send it out, so, I mean, there's a lot in the packets to go through, so we'll send it out so everybody can flip through them and read them. For D, you wanna go to the executive session and talk about that? And then come back out. Let's see, no really movement on using these files. Regular meet, the next meeting will be February 16th. I don't think I missed anything. So, anything for open session, we're running to executive session for a minute.
Nope.
Alright, any motion?
Motion to enter the executive session for the limited purposes of discussing the hiring, performance, compensation, and or employment of one or more village employees. 5 ILCS 120 2C1.
I'll second.
Roll call.
Bucko?
Yeah.
Perry?
Yes.
King?
Yes.
Robbins?
Yes.
Stewart?
Yes.